Psalm 19, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run his race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. David calls attention in this psalm to what some commentators have called two different books that reveal God to us. The first book is the book of creation, a book that you would open up and look at, in a sense, the pictures of all the things that God has made. And the second book is the book of the law, or God's word that has been given to us in the Bible. Let's open up that first book just briefly and think about what the psalm says here. It describes especially the things that you see when you look up into the sky, either at night or during the day. You can look up and see the stars, sun, moon, planets. You can study those and note their regularity. You can see the beauty of the things that God has made. You can watch an eclipse and marvel at the order that God has brought into the world. David uses very poetic language to describe all of this. He says that the stars in the heavens speak, and that the words that they speak are understood in every language around the world. Now, it's not that the stars actually have a voice, but poetically, you can understand what he's talking about. All you have to do is to look, and you understand something about God. You understand the power of a creator, the beauty and imagination of a God that could set all these things into the world just by speaking. He also describes the sun as if it was a man that is coming out of his tent to run a race, and mixes metaphors here and says he's so eager for the day as a bridegroom or as a husband on the day of his wedding. He comes out of his tent ready for the day, and then he runs his race from the beginning of the day until the end. And again, very picturesque language, stuff that we can understand. What David is saying is all you have to do is look at these things and understand that God is great. The New Testament almost echoes this when Paul says in Romans chapter 1 that by the creation that God's invisible attributes are known to everyone. God's invisible attributes are known just by what He has made. And Psalm 19 leads us to praise Him for that. When you open the second book that is described here, the book of God's law, we see another revelation of God's glory. Once more, David uses very poetic language to describe God's law. He said it is more precious and desirable than gold. Think about those who are searching for wealth and gold. And he says, that's how valuable God's word is. He says it's sweeter than honey to our taste. And both of those descriptions are ones that are really amazing descriptions when you think about God's law, because so often in the world today, any type of description of God's ordering or making law is viewed as restrictive and distasteful. But instead of that, David says, these are the things I want and desire above all things, because they reveal God's glory. And he says, here are some of the benefits. The law converts the soul. It makes the simple wise, the heart glad, enlightens the eyes. God's word warns or guides our lives, and in keeping them, there is great reward. Having been confronted or shown God's glory in these two different books, in verse 12 to the end of this chapter, David recognizes how holy and good God is, and at the same time how we as people are not holy. Both God's creation and what we see around us and what we see in His Word show something about us. They have a searching effect on our lives. They humble us before the God who made all of these things. And just because we are creatures in front of this Creator God, it humbles us in His presence. And then that holy law also humbles us. It shows us our sin. And so David responds to these two books by asking God to cleanse him, to free him from the dominion of sin, and to be acceptable in God's sight. And in this light, I want you to understand the work of Jesus and how this psalm leads you to Him. Without the regenerating work of the Spirit of Christ, you and I could look at the glories of the creation around us and miss God. We could suppress the truth of God in unrighteousness and be guilty of denying that there is a Creator. Without the life-giving work of Christ applied to our hearts, the law would be just what I described earlier, what Paul calls a dead letter. It would be a towering mountain of obligation that looms over us and threatens to crush us. And we would look at the law without any desire. We would look at it with hatred. But instead, in Christ, you are made a new and living creation. He does indeed cleanse you from every stain of sin. He makes you acceptable in His sight, as verse 14 describes. He frees you from sin's dominion so that you can live a life that does glorify God for what He has made and what He has redeemed. Throughout this month, I pray that you would see the glory of Christ in His creation and in His law, and in especially Jesus, who sets you free to follow after Him. We'll be singing all of this throughout today. Let's start with the A selection, that praises God for what He has made. The heavens declare the glory of God. Let's stand as we praise our God.
La, la, la.